Hello friends, the groups on duty today are Italy 2 and Spain 1. We're going to read our source materials from Rabash. When the Creator gives them the light, and this light reforms them, in other words, by this they emerge from the governance of evil, which is called vessels of self-reception. And they are rewarded with vessels of bestowal. This is the meaning of stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will do for you today. This means that once the kli of the bad has been completed, there is already room for disclosure of light on the part of the Upper One. And this is considered that the Creator is giving them vessels of bestowal.
Pregunta para taller activo. ¿Cómo podemos utilizar la fuerza del faraón para acercarnos al creador?
Question for a workshop.
¿Cómo podemos utilizar la fuerza del faraón?
How can we use the power of Pharaoh to draw closer to the creator? Again. How can we use the power of Pharaoh to come closer to the Creator?
If to start with, we kind of come to Pharaoh and come to Pharaoh together with the group within, with the upper force, as we discover it each time this way.
It's amazing that also it's impossible otherwise. It's not like we can come close without the Creator, because based on what matter does it work? You know, in what direction are we going? Bestowal has to have direction and substance. Otherwise, what's the basis? So specifically, the will to receive, the polar opposite of bestowal.
Yes, that's where we're together, first of all. Aimed for connection, for that one place where we are all there. Then the light operates such that it gives us the ability to understand that this is how it works. Only in the disclosure of Pharaoh, we know that upon it we can discover the Creator. Creator made this upon that.
Pharaoh is a loyal messenger, angel of the Creator, helping us, even looking at the last few days, how it awakened us. All the friends are now wanting to awaken and wake everyone who did that. Pharaoh, we have to thank him for scaring us, like with children, to make us flee to the Creator. and to each other in order to awaken the importance and the greatness.
Yes, Pharaoh is the foundation. Without it, we cannot come close to the Creator, because only when Pharaoh is revealed, only then we do actions in order to overcome him, to rise above him. And then we discover that we're not capable, and then we reveal the Creator. Meaning Pharaoh that's revealed brings us closer to the fact that we will turn to the Creator.
Yeah, we first of all need to identify that our efforts for connection will lead us to this feeling of separation and hatred and the demand to be fulfilled and from the path. And the more we feel the resistance of the ego to what we're doing in spirituality, the more we know we're in the right direction. And what will help us is only if we turn together, and this force of Pharaoh, this resistance, takes us to a common plea to the Creator.
Pharaoh is the loyal messenger of the Creator, only it comes from the negation point, from the posterior. Each time he grows, he pushes us out of the will to receive, grows at times of problems, and pushes us towards connection, towards the quality of bestowal.
Yeah, when the Creator wants to awaken us, he slaps us from both sides. One time the Creator's side, the other time Pharaoh's side, and that's how he wakes us up.
Yes, when we reveal Pharaoh, it gives us the possibility of coming to the Creator.
Without Pharaoh, we'd have no desire for spirituality. It grows in the 7 years of satiation and then the 7 years of hunger, and only by the revelation of the will to receive we can come closer to the Creator.
Because it's the exact opposite force of the Creator. That's how we learn this upper force, through Pharaoh, through the opposite forms. If the corruptions have been revealed, how can you correct them?
Specifically, when we discuss this together, we can feel how we can come together against the force that exists in each and every one and between us, and we can overcome it with our common strength.
Just like the heart needs to expand by pressing it, you press it and it expands. And here we need to get accustomed to, in spirituality, to us, one heart to us all. Pharaoh, Creator, Pharaoh, Creator.
And best is that he sends us to look for how to turn to the Creator together, meaning it directs us not to an external Creator, because there isn't one, but towards the inner connection between us where the Creator lies.
As Pharaoh brings us to constantly be turning to the Creator, constantly scrutinizing what the true prayer is, and until we truly come to the common prayer, the real prayer from the depth of the heart, one that we build together, that's the true man that the Creator awaits.
And in the process, it's always the Creator or Pharaoh. If we advance correctly, it can't be something in the middle, something vague. It's either we feel the Creator is helping us or against us. It's only to advance as fast as possible, ask for the Creator's help, to understand that we want the same direction.
Turns out that without Pharaoh you can't even come closer to the Creator, because there's a Creator and there's a created being. There are two forces. That's why we're always operating from the two forces to return from being a created being to the Creator. So it is always out of the oppositeness that we come to something.
Yeah, out of the oppositeness we discover the force of bestowal. So we have to have Pharaoh to give us the power to advance.
Yes, Pharaoh grows the Moses in us, and then Moses draws us to the Creator after that.
Second excerpt, Baal HaSulam, when he regrets that the Creator does not draw him near, he should also be careful that it would not be in relation to himself, meaning that he is removed from the Creator, for by this he becomes a receiver for his own benefit. And a receiver is separated. Rather, he should regret the exile of the Shekhinah, divinity, meaning that he's causing the sorrow of the Shekhinah.
The
silent workshop. We ask the Creator to unite friends more, and together we break down the walls that separate us. Again, a silent workshop. We are asking the Creator to unite more between the friends, and together we break down the walls that separate between us.
Thank you.